right now we're going to talk at Formula One. James Xanadakis has joined me in the studio. Let's look at the grid, first of all, for the night race tomorrow, the Singapore Grand Prix. We've got what? Red Bull, McLaren, Ferrari, Mercedes. That hasn't happened this season, has it?
I hadn't actually noticed that, Graham, until you pointed that out, but definitely kind of shows a class in the top five teams there, doesn't it?
No surprises who's on pole.
No surprises. Well, let's just ignore Vettel and kind of look at the other drivers. It kind of makes it a bit more exciting then, doesn't it? Looking ahead to this weekend then, as things stand, Sebastian Vettel is on 284 points. Fernando Alonso on 172, 112 points behind him. Jenson Button and Mark Webber both on 167. Lewis Hamilton on 158. So much of the talk ahead of the Singapore Grand Prix is, can Sebastian Vettel, in fact, win the title this week?
He's going to need Lewis Hamilton to help him out. So if Lewis Hamilton finishes second tomorrow and Vettel, Hamilton's starting fourth tomorrow, so we've got Vettel, Webber, Button, Hamilton. Hamilton finishes second tomorrow, Vettel wins, then he will win the championship because Alonso's got to finish in the top two.
Well, that's the simplest way of looking at it, is if Hamilton finishes second, Vettel's the champion. I think that's the simplest way. Basically, to put it bluntly, Vettel can secure, if he secures his ninth win of the year, then he needs Fernando Alonso to finish fourth or below for him to win the title, Jenson Button and Mark Webber to finish third or lower. If Vettel finishes second, Alonso must finish eighth or lower, and with Button and Webber fifth. So it's quite complicated, but it looks potentially like he could win it tomorrow.
But Hamilton could struggle tomorrow to get that second place, because just tell us about his qualifying. Fourth in the end, which isn't too bad, but he had a bit of a nightmare. He had a puncture, didn't he?
Well, he had a puncture at the end of Q2, which ultimately didn't seem to affect him too much. However, it could affect his race, because the drivers only get three sets of the super soft tyres. Now, because he's had to use an extra pair of super soft tyres for qualifying, he won't have that extra pair for the race tomorrow. He started out setting the second quickest time during Q3 and looked fairly solid then, but didn't actually come out of the pits to make a final flying lap, and Button and Webber snuck in ahead of him, so he now qualified in fourth place.
There's been fight and talk from Hamilton this week, though, hasn't there?
Yeah, I mean, he's come out and said, "I will retain my world champion."
My world title.
You know,
it will be mine.
He's claiming it's his, so he will reclaim that next season. But he's also said his patience with McLaren won't last forever. So he's obviously still not happy, is he? But the confidence remains, and I think it's plain for all to see that he is one of the fastest drivers, arguably, out of the whole of the paddock.
Well, yeah, he's a great racer. Sebastian Vettel's had his critics, but you kind of look at him and you think, why? He's just been in... It's just amazing.
Well, he's been sublime, hasn't he? I mean, there's only been one race this season that he hasn't finished on the podium, which is just says it all, really. I mean, he could become the youngest ever.
He will become the youngest ever double world champion.
He will ultimately become the youngest double champion to go on top of the youngest world champion ever, and only the ninth person to ever win two world championships. And this is, you know, he's still so young. He's only 25 years old.
If that,
24, yeah. 25, and he's just unbeatable in my eyes at the moment. And unless something significant happens next season, this season is obviously a write-off now, and it's all about the battle for second.
Well, talking about next season, you mentioned something significant happening. Just tell us about some rule changes, potentially.
Well, the blown diffuser, the off-throttle blown diffuser, which is the double diffuser system.
Which everyone knows about. We all know about that, don't we?
It's quite complicated, but to try and explain it simply, which is not going to be easy, basically, when the drivers aren't applying the throttle, then exhaust fumes get blown underneath the car, creating extra downforce. Now, I think it was McLaren that came up with this originally, and it was developed further by Red Bull, and this is actually not going to be in use at all next season. For one race this season, at Silverstone this season, it was cancelled, and McLaren seems to struggle with that. So my theory is Ferrari will be stronger next season, because they seem to do well without this blown off-throttle diffuser.
And what do you think? Vettel to win tomorrow, but maybe have to wait another race before he gets the title?
Perhaps, yeah. If Webber can finish second, which looks fairly realistic. Interestingly, Red Bull 1-2 won't give Vettel the title. He needs Hamilton, really, to finish second for him to claim the title. So, yeah, I think you're probably right there, Graham. I think Vettel to win tomorrow, and the battle for second continues, and I think Mark Webber will probably take it, and it will carry on.
We'll enjoy the race tomorrow. Full coverage on the BBC.